Well, after talking so much about meat, we're feeling pretty hungry. And luckily, in this town, we have almost everything. Except fish. We're not near the sea. Otherwise, Captain Birdseye and the Gorton's fishermen would hail from Benyok. Sweet or salty, whatever you want, we've got it. Historically, the lands of Benyok have been used for many things, from grazing to the cultivation of cereal, almond trees, olive trees, poultry and pigs, lots of variety and good quality, simple dishes. As Leonardo da Vinci said, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. So, have a seat at the table, make yourself comfortable. We shall now sing you the menu of the day. As a starter, we recommend kok, or koka, a most Mediterranean confection. Now, you might confuse it with pizza, but it's not the same. While the ingredients used are similar, kok is a baked treat that boasts our unique touch. The base is a dough made with flour, water, yeast, oil, and salt. What makes kok so special is what goes on top. Some are made with paprika. This is a red koka. And then there's the tomato kok, a flavorful topping made of tomato, pine nuts, and tuna. Really, there are many delicious koks made with a variety of toppings that will please everyone. There's onion, spinach, sardines, striped red mullet. Honestly, it's impossible to recommend just one, so try them all. After all, you only live once. And honestly, if you're on a diet, you're sure to break it in Benyok. Oh, and if that wasn't tempting enough, we have a whole bunch of sweet kokas. Ones made with figs, almonds, biscuits, honey, apples, even potato. And then there's the boba, or malfeta, the codoni, and the farinosa. And now that we have whetted our appetites, let's get to the main dishes. No surprise, there are plenty of main dishes. For example, why not try our delicious meat dumplings? On the other hand, if you prefer a hearty meal, have a seat, loosen that belt, and try one of our rich stews, like the one that's called 10 o'clock pot. 10 o'clock? That's right. This traditional stew is associated with the planting season. Now, when it was time to cut down the cereal crops and separate the grain from the chaff, this hearty stew made with lamb or rabbit was eaten before 10 o'clock in the morning. That way, you had all the energy you needed to work hard at whatever, or just lay down and take a nap. Because after a meal like that, we can't imagine they had strength for anything. A typical way to prepare veal in Castellón, in the countryside, is in a stew cooked over a slow fire, which we call tomber. If you happen to visit us during the Christmas festivities, ask about our pilotes de Nadal, or Christmas meatballs. Oh, and if you're in the mood for tasty barbecue, you'll find plenty of delicious sausage and black pudding being grilled everywhere. But if you're concerned about your waistline, we also offer plenty of vegetable dishes, such as the well-known Valencian bollit, cardoons in their own sauce, and artichoke. And, to top it all off, something sweet. Benyok is the land of turon, chocolate, and sweet tooths.
Oh, yeah!
The town's strong tradition of turon spans over three generations. We are all well prepared to offer you all kinds of sweets. In fact, I feel I must tell you that we have delicious turon all year round. White chocolate with orange, praline, hard, soft, chocolate, three flavors, and the star of this array of handmade confections, Benyok's very own turon, made from Marcona almond. So, it seems we've covered everything, even dessert. But I can't help feel that there's something missing, something important. Of course, a fine drink to accompany all these wonderful dishes. We have that too. I know, it sounds like we're bragging, but even the wine is good here. What? You don't believe it? Well, if you're interested in fine wine, look for the IGP Castellón label. Really, simply follow the route you like best. See you in a few!